Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 20th of November, recording at 9:35 p.m. in that Greenwich Mean Time. Now, we're seeing a little bit of fatigue in the stock markets, which is hardly surprising. And if I take a quick review of what's actually happened, as you know, we've had a bull market really since the first quarter of 2009 and even the fourth quarter of 2008 for some of these indices. The gains have been absolutely terrific, but this year has been the best year of all for the gains, so the moves have actually accelerated. We get some interesting clues from some of the early leaders. For instance, remember the ASEAN markets? Well, they really led the bull trend up until May, at any rate, when the likes of Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia peaked. And they are not looking anything like challenging those highs. So we're beginning to see further evidence that these markets are due for at least pullbacks. And in the short term, I have to repeat the point that the risks appear to outweigh the actual gains. Another development that we've seen is the terrific runs in some of the frontier markets, take Nigeria and other African markets. That's very much a late in the cycle type of development. And then the more secure, or I should say less troubled, Middle Eastern stock markets have had phenomenal gains. Now, that's something that happens late in bull market cycles overall. Now, we move on to the more developed markets of the West, and right now, okay, we've had 3 days to the downside this week. That hasn't happened since September. But we've still got gains here, hefty gains of nearly 30% for the NASDAQ and 25% for the S&P 500 index. Now, there's a bit of a disconnect between share price performances and the underlying fundamental background, although I will emphasize that growth in share revenues, corporate revenues, has been vastly greater than GDP growth in countries. So the environment has been much more suited to corporations, particularly big corporations such as the autonomies, as this service has emphasized over and over again. But right now, a lot of investment managers, as I have mentioned in earlier audios, are standing close to the exit here because they've been running with the momentum, but they do not want to see their very attractive gains for the year eroded. And I do feel that, as I say, that we could easily spill over into a sharp reaction fairly quickly. Then there's the quantitative easing, the QE issue overall. Most people feel that the tapering will commence before the end of the first quarter of 2014. That may well be right, in that there's no obvious reason based on the criteria that Ben Bernanke established, said it would be driven by economic developments, their attitude and timing of beginning to taper the QE. Janet Yellen will follow that policy. But people are, I think, asking themselves if they want to exit a little early. Now, as I've said before, I'm not expecting anything like a significant bear market. What's a significant bear market? Well, they don't get much more significant than 2008. I certainly don't expect anything like that to take place in this environment. But I've said that it could be choppy, and we could see some quite sharp reactions, and that remains my view. Now, that will not stop the tailwind from being very positive, and that's the factor I think that will cushion downside risk. But could we see tests of the rising 200-day moving averages by the better performing indices? Well, I think that's a real possibility that could actually take place. Okay, now what about other markets here, the bond markets? The futures prices dipped in here today, and that means that the yields have pushed higher, and that U.S. 10-year Treasury bond, the yield is up to 2.79, and it was a sharp gain in here today. Overall, I've described the patterns that you see when you look at those bonds in the chart library, that taking the U.S. contracts, that we had the surge up to 3%, and you remember that whole surge and over 100 points to the upside in terms of yield, that had all started when people were talking about having some QE reductions or tapering a few months ago, back in May, and that didn't happen, of course, and markets have subsequently moved higher. But I think that we will see stock markets become more nervous if these bond yields continue to push up. Now, that will certainly happen over the medium term. And I mentioned to watch out for the 2.8 level on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. And that would be the beginning of an amber light warning. So we're very close to that right now. And then the red light flashing above 3%, that would help to trigger a further stock market reaction. Now, elsewhere, the U.S. dollar was a little bit firmer in here today, and that's what happens very often when we get some nervousness in stock markets. I didn't run through all of those stock markets for you, but Wall Street down less than 0.5%, but third day in a row. European markets were mostly a little lower, not big percentages. In the Asian stock markets, again, mostly lower. The main exception was China. I think the exceptions are the China indices. They gained again, and China is a cheap stock market that has not performed previously. So it's understandable that would show some relative strength in here, whereas some of these leaders are getting pegged back. Now, precious metals are not in favor in here. I think this is the general feeling that, that we don't have much in the way of inflation as far as the official statistics are actually concerned, and we still have them in overall downward trends. So that's sufficient reason for buyers. And I'm a potential buyer, but I'm happy to hold off and wait and watch here as we see these precious metals move down to test some of those previous support levels. And that's what's happening. Now, the strongest one still is palladium, but that's given up more ground. It's at 711 tonight. And silver back under $20 now, so that's at 1984. So that's testing some prior support levels. Platinum down $27 today. That's back to 1392. And gold bullion Down $32. Some of that selling came late in the day. Gold, so gold bullion is down to 1243. Again, there's still an overall downward trends. We would need to see some pretty good upward dynamics from the lows that we were reaching starting back in mid-year. I think it was in June or July to indicate that support was being encountered once again. But that's by no means a certainty at this stage. Now, elsewhere, having mentioned that the dollar was a little bit firmer, the euro has given up some ground today. This has fallen back to 1.3436. Sterling virtually unchanged in there. So it looks like the euro was the big mover in the West. In the Far East, we had the yen, which had rallied over the previous few days. Beg your pardon, not the yen, the Indian rupee. The Indian rupee had rallied over the previous few days, but it's weakened in here today, and that also hit the Indian stock market somewhat, although it's still ranging near its highs, ranging in a fairly volatile fashion. And last items to round out, the CCI index was a little higher today. That's that commodity index that I often mention. And crude oil, which I should also mention that the industrial metals, actually, they're a bit firmer in here. So some of these cyclical sectors, previously lagging markets like China, they're firmer in here overall. Crude, the Brent up nearly a dollar, 107.87 as I speak, 93.73 for the WTI. So a nervous market for the leaders, understandably. Some buying taking place in the depressed commodity sectors in terms of equities, but not the precious metals yet. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.